The Badlands, the Black Hills, Mount Rushmore. It's where you go to discover if you're really gay or not, right?
Continuing our series, covering the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in each state. Today, we're covering the state where David found out that he was gay.
Well,
South Dakota.
I knew I was gay long before. Remember, we're coupling affordability and LGBTQ friendliness in every U.S. state.
You're listening to Queer Money episode number 401. Let's see which is the winning city and runner-up for South Dakota.
Now, on with the show. The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
Why do you keep calling it Mount Rushmore?
Well, so folks, I did live in South Dakota, actually not too far from Mount Rushmore. It's kind of a running joke in people in that area because Mount Rushmore is such a tourist destination, especially the town of Keystone, which is right by Mount Rushmore, that we all would joke about the tourists, and we would call it Mount Rushmore because we're kind of making fun of the whole thing, especially the tourists, especially ones from Texas.
Tourist bashing.
Yeah, exactly.
I never.
So, but let's talk about what we're really here to talk about, and that is LGBTQ plus friendly and affordable cities in the state of South Dakota. Surprisingly, there are a couple that did really well when it came to our listings.
Yeah, when you couple those two factors together, I'm surprised that we do have some great information to share. The runner-up for South Dakota is Vermilion, South Dakota. It comes in at number 2 for HRC's Municipal Equality Index at 77 out of 100, which is the same rating that we got for Laramie, Wyoming. It has the lowest cost of living at 80.2%. which is the lowest of all the 4 cities we were able to analyze in South Dakota.
Yeah, and that's basically like a 20% discount to the national average. So you are looking at a fairly low cost of living there.
Yeah, very, very low cost of living. It comes in lowest for home values at averaging about $234,000 per property, but does come in last for median income. So it has some income challenges, which may not be that egregious when you consider the low cost of living. It may correspond quite nicely. I'm not entirely sure. It is about 1 hour south of Sioux Falls. It is on the Minnesota border, and it is a home of University of South Dakota.
And that's what we're going to find with both of the cities on this list, is that they are near the Minnesota border. And the other one is a drive, 1 hour drive north of Sioux Falls. Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. And that is the city of Brookings.
Yay!
Yeah. What's interesting is Brookings is a pretty small city. It's a population of about 25,000. And it's the only city in South Dakota to get a 100 on the HRC MEI index. So way to go, Brookings.
Yeah.
Now, this might be possibly because it is a small city that is very tied to the university, which is South Dakota State University. It is the second lowest cost of living of the 4 cities that we were able to look at in South Dakota, coming in at 84%, so a slightly less of a discount on the national average. The home values are around $257,000, making it number 3, but rent affordability was number 1, coming in at $1,100 for your average 2-bedroom apartment. So it had a lot of good things going for it. A lot of the cost of living is lower, the rent affordability is lower. And so in general, that couple that with the MEI index score of 100, and yeah, Brookings has got it going on.
Pretty appealing. And so if you like a smaller community of people to live with, that might be a great place to go. Other great things about Brookings is that it's, as David already told you, he's trying to steal my limelight. It's the home of South Dakota State University. It also is the home of college swimmer, homecoming king, and student body president for University of South Dakota, Josh Sorbet, who is a local LGBT celebrity there. Very active PFLAG community, and has an LGBTQ liaison for the police department. And Brookings Pride is June 3rd, 2023. So maybe we all have to head up there early in June and avoid the heat.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Brookings. Start your journey to financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
Thank you, as always, for listening or watching another episode of the Queer Money Podcast, especially if you're watching on YouTube. And next Thursday's Queer Money Bonus episode, we're covering another affordable, LGBTQ-friendly city in the state of South Carolina.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player for our growing analysis. Thank you and have a great weekend.